at the same time where hundreds of housing units were destroyed. 1 million people were forced to leave their homes for 33 or 30, 34 days. They stay outside their houses. And then they come back with pride, proud of the resistance, proud of the resistance, supporting the resistance. What's the explanation of this? Where do we have such an example in the world? This is because of the faith, because they believe in God. In Karbala, when the Imam Hussein, peace be upon him, when he sacrificed with his friends and colleagues, and he stood alone on the battlefield, he stood and called for water for his baby, and his baby was killed. He then took the blood of his baby and threw it in the air and said, what did he say? He said, this has happened under God's eyes. This is the culture of resistance, and this is the real jihad based upon a faith. God, this happened under God's eyes. God is witnessing what has happened, and so God will stand side by side with me. God is witnessing the killing of my people, the killing of my children. God is witnessing my perseverance, and God will reward me. This is what makes the difficulties, what lessens the difficulties. Even if a baby or a child is killed, this is what makes the difficulties more easy to deal with. The element of faith, the factor of faith, also helped us in Lebanon, in the Israeli-Arab conflict. This is what, until now, the Zionists have not understood. And the Zionists will not be able to understand this. Not they don't want to, they won't be able to. They won't be able to understand such thinking. And this is what some of the Arab leaders who have cooperated with the Zionists, have also not understood. The Arab leaders who believe that by the July 2006 war, for example, they can wipe out the Lebanese resistance from existence. And in the war currently on Gaza, for example, they can wipe out the Palestinian resistance from existence. They are mistaken. This is not possible. They are mistaken. They have not thought correctly. Those and their masters do not know that this battle, this confrontation, has entered a totally different stage. This conflict, which has been going on for years, ever since decades, for two decades at least, now it's at a different stage, this Arab-Israeli conflict. The motives, the title of this conflict is faith, the faith in God, the dependence on God. Take into consideration that God is witnessing to all the sufferings. Take into consideration that God will stand with us. This is the motive now. This is the hope. This is the hope of this new stage of resistance, whatever be the results which happen. It's either victory or martyrdom. Both of them are good things to happen to anyone. Good things which any human wishes. Now, when faith plays a part in a battle, there is no chance for being defeated, and there is no chance for collapsing, because if a fighter is martyred, he is victorious, and if he is victorious in the war, he has won as well. And Imam Hussein considered what happened in Karbala that as something that changed the situation in the world. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, this resistance which believes and which is showing perseverance, which is depending on God, this resistance which has a certain ideology and believes in God, this resistance now is fighting Gaza. This is the type of resistance which is fighting in Gaza. With these fighters, with all these people, with all its inhabitants, with its men and its women and its children, all of them are fighting in this battle against Gaza. For this reason, the whole world who is waiting for the results of the bombings against the civilians in Gaza, the martyrs who are falling hundreds by hundreds, all of them are waiting. All of the world is waiting. When will the resistance raise the white flag of surrender? All of the world is waiting. When will the people of Gaza turn against the resistance? When will they abandon the resistance and announce surrender? This is what is going on right now. Unfortunately, even on the Arab official level, the campaign began on Saturday. On Wednesday, the Arab foreign ministers met. Look at this delay. And what was the result of this meeting? No Arab League summit? Nothing. Because what is happening in Gaza does not deserve the Arabs to meet on one table. This is the way they think. And the Arab leaders cannot even meet. They cannot sit down on the same table. Because if they do, they will have to make a decision. So what they reached, what the Arabs reached until now, is to put together a delegation to go to the Security Council. When? On Monday. Why not on Wednesday, on the same day they met? Why not on Thursday? Why not Friday? Why not Saturday? Why not Sunday? Why is it Monday? Why this delay of many days? Unfortunate. This is very unfortunate. In addition to this, the Arab ministers thanked certain Arab countries for their support of the Palestinian people. Why did they wait until Monday? Now, I said on the first night that I will say things which I didn't say in the July 2006 war. Yes, because in the July 2006 war, we didn't want anything from the Arab rulers or the Arab leaders. We didn't need anything from them. We weren't even depending on the Arab leaders. We weren't requesting from them any assistance. You know, underneath all the bombardment, I used to say, we don't want anything from the Arabs except to leave us alone, just to leave us alone. And now, what's happening now shows that not they are not taking responsibility, but they are collaborating, cooperating. Why do they wait until Monday? So the Israelis can have their chance to do what they can, to do all they can. From now until Monday, there's nothing. No Arab cess, nothing in the Security Council. An Arab League summit, an Islamic summit is impossible. They can't even hold an Arab League summit.